Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell recently addressed the media in the wake of the NFL trade deadline, facing scrutiny for the team's decision to remain inactive despite a tough loss to the Minnesota Vikings. According to Pride of Detroit, Campbell explained that the Lions explored potential moves, particularly concerning their injured offensive line, but ultimately found no offers that met their expectations. He stated, "There was nothing that was, I would say, enough to be noteworthy. I mean, it was certainly more intriguing, but not good enough." Instead of pursuing trades, the Lions opted to strengthen their practice squad by signing three offensive linemen, veterans Ne'Tame Muti and Chris Hubbard, and rookie Jack Conley. Campbell highlighted the importance of trusting their current roster, stating, "We've been pretty good so far. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but that's just how we feel." Fans and analysts have speculated whether the Lions should have made more aggressive moves, especially given the team's aspirations to contend for a championship. Many were curious if general manager Brad Holmes, known for his time under Rams GM Les Snead, would adopt a more aggressive approach akin to the Rams' F them picks philosophy. However, Campbell made it clear that their current strategy focuses on drafting, developing, and retaining internal talent rather than trading away future assets. He said, "That's a lot of capital, especially with guys that we've got that we want to continue to sign to keep what we have intact." This perspective reflects the Lions' commitment to building a sustainable roster rather than making short-term gains. Campbell emphasized that bringing in new players would come with the added challenge of not only acquiring them but also managing their contracts, saying, "Now, you're not only throwing the picks, you've also got to pay that player too, probably." As the team looks ahead, the focus shifts to maximizing the potential of the players already in the building. Campbell reiterated his job is to prepare the current squad and give them the best chance to win on game day. The Lions' decision to stay put during the trade deadline raises questions about their confidence in their existing lineup and how they plan to navigate the remainder of the season. According to an analysis from Pride of Detroit, the team's inaction may indicate a belief in the capabilities of players like Miles Frazier and the depth they have cultivated. The Lions now turn their attention to upcoming matchups, looking to bounce back and solidify their place in the playoff race while relying on their current roster's ability to compete at a high level.